Okay, today's Daf Gimel. We're actually on Daf Gimel. Basically, a very, very, very similar discussion we had yesterday. Lishna Chmina, another version of what we had yesterday. It's the same exact thing as yesterday, basically. Amri La, we said, Savruha, we thought, my Mechitza, what does it mean in the Mishnah when I say you have to build a Mechitza? It means Puluksa, a division. Like it says in Devarim, but he mechitzas ha'eda. There was a division in the Eda. The kivan duratu, since they both agree to this. Bonin es hakotel bal karchan. Once you agree, you can even build it against anyone's will. Alma, what do you see? Hezek ria shmei hezek. That hezek ria, visual hezek, is considered a valid hezek. How do you see that? What? How do you see that? Because only if there would be such a right could you bind the other side. So the Gemara says, no, Ema, not necessarily. So, my mechitza, what's a mechitza? Guda, it means a wall. The Tanya, like we have a Brisa that echoes this. Mechitza sakerem, the mechitza of a vineyard. Shenifritza, it fell down. Omerlo gedar, we said, put it up. Nifritza, it fell down again. Omerlo gedar, put it up. He's Naishai Menu, if he gave up hope that the guy is going to put it up, velo gedara, and he did not put it up, hareza kidesh, then there's going to be a klayim problem, the chayav b'achmir, that you're going to have to pay for that. What do you see from here? That it's a wall. What keeps falling down that you put up? It's obviously a wall. V'tayma, the reason is, deratzu, because they both agreed. Halo ratzu, if they didn't agree. Ein mechayv enoso. You could not force the guy to put it up. Alma, what do you see? Hezek ria, lav shmei hezek. It's obviously not hezek, hezek ria. The Gemara says, ihachi, if that's true, if it's true that it's called a wall, then instead of saying bonin es hakosel, build the wall, that doesn't make any sense. Bonin osomi boyole. It should have said build it. The wall fell down, build a wall. That doesn't make any sense. The wall fell down, build it. That can't be a wall. That's a square one. Elamai plugsa. Elamai, what does it mean? Plugsa. It means a division. Ihachi, it's the same problem. Shiratsu lasos mechitza. It says they wanted to make a mechitza. Shiratsu lechatzos mi boyle. Should have used the word shiratsu lechatzos. And the Gemara is going to say, Kedah Amri Inchi ta navid peluksa. Come, let's put up a division. In other words, Rashi says, that's just the way people speak. That's not such an unusual thing. You can't say, if the wall fell down, put up the wall. If the wall fell down, put it back. Let's come make a division is not unusual. The e hezek ria shmei hezek, if hezek ria is a valid cause of action, they might ir yuratsu. Why does it have to be that they agree? A few lo ratsu nami. They don't even have to agree. I don't have to agree with this. You're not allowed to do it. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Mishnah Seinu, Kishein Ba Din Chaluka. The Mishnah is talking about the area that you're splitting is too small. We said there's a minimum area that you're allowed to split up. That, you're right. If it's that area, I could force you. But it's less than that area. Anyway, it doesn't have a tashmish of a living conditions, but we both agree. So the Gemara says, v'haduratzu my kamash malon. So what's the chiddush now? D'chilesle din chaluka. Ki ratzu pligi. What does that mean? My kamash malon. What's the chiddush? That d'chilesle din chaluka ki ratzu pligi. That partners, that they have to divide up a courtyard, that even if it's too small, once they agree, that's old news. Tanina, we learned that in Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to learn in Daf Yud Aleph. Amasai, when is all this true? Bizman, she'ein, shnehem, rotzin. And they both don't want to. Avil bizman, shnehem, rotzin. But if they want to, afilu pachas mikan chalkin. You can divide anything. So the Gemara says, now, ime hasam, if from the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, havmin, I would have thought, afilu pachas mikan. Bimisvas ba'alma. I would have thought, just put up a marker on the floor. Put up markers on the floor. Put up a streak of light. That's all. Kamash malan, hacha, kosel. You can put up an actual wall. V'lesni ha, v'lesni ha. That's why I need both. Just to mention this, what is the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph for? It doesn't say anything extra. Everything's in this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Sefer Itzri Chalei. The Sefer is the Chiddush over there. You're right. That's superfluous. The Kisvei HaKodesh, Afal Pi Shnei Rotzin Lo Yechloku. That Kisvei Kodesh, in those days, even let's say a Bereshit, was written on a scroll. We're going to cut that in half. You don't cut that in half. We both own it. We both bought it on an auction. You don't cut that in half. Sefer HaKodesh is not divided. Now, from now till the two dots, it's a machlokus whether or not you read it. We'll read it. No harm in reading it. What's the downside of reading it? So Someone asked Chaim Kanievsky, can you make it, listen to this kasha, could you make a siyum if you don't read every change the Bach made? Is that considered as if you were messiah in the Masechta? So he said, it's no problem. That's what people are bothering him with. Right? Loshen Acher, V'chiratzu, my hava, what's the big deal? V'chiratzu, what's the big deal if they agree? My hava lahadabe, let them just retract. Okay, change my mind. Yesterday I said I would. Today I said I would. What are you going to do to me? I don't have to anyway. Amar Ravasi, Amar Biachalan, Bishakonam Yado. No, they made a kinyan, which we're going to get to in a minute. Once you make a kinyan, you can't be tracked. Ada Ashmi'in and Bishain Badin Chaluka. Now that we've established that the area is really too small to require it, Fahadiratsu, and they agree, why do you have to come out to such a crazy case? Lashmi'in and Bishayesh Badin Chaluka. Talk about a normal area, Fahafagavdalaratsu. And they don't agree, and they can still force the guy. Why? Because Hezek Shmei Hezek. Why are you coming onto his tiny area, and we agreed, and once we agree, we can't take it back, and you have to make a kinyan, otherwise you can take it back? Talk about a normal area. The Gemara says, Yeshmina Bishesha Din Chaluka, had it been a bigger area where there's a right to divide it, the Afa Gav Delo Ratu, but the guy doesn't want to, Havamina, I would have thought, She'ein Ba Din Chaluka, that there's no right, Afilu Ratu Namilo, even if they agree. Kamash Milan, you shouldn't make that mistake. The Mishnah, we interpret the Mishnah as a case of the area is too small. Could you say such a thing? When is all this true? When they don't want to. But if they want to, you can divide it. That's the same mission on Daf Yud Aleph. My love, aren't we talking about a kosel? Isn't that a wall? Lo, not a wall. A mispas ba'alma, just a marker. For listening, ha. So only mention this Mishnah, and we don't have the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. It's entirely superfluous. Right? Even though Kisvei Chodesh cannot be divided. It was the same thing that we just said. Now the Gemara, okay, so, B'mayo Kinta, what are we talking about over here? L'mas Nisan, in our Mishnah. B'she'ein ba din chaluka. That the Mishnah was talking about, what have we said now? The area was too small. Mehalacha, I have no right to force you to build a wall to divide the property. Why? It's too small. After the wall's built, we each don't have enough use of it. Therefore, there has to be an agreement between the two of us. So, I b'she'ein ba din chaluka. Ki ratu may hava. What's the big deal if you agree? You can take it back. Why can't you say, okay, so today I said I'll do it, tomorrow I'm going to change my mind. How can I force you? The Gemara says, Nahadru Bahu, just take it back. Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan Shekhanam Yado. They made a kinyan, I promise. They made a kinyan. What kind of kinyan? It's unclear. But the Gemara assumes, V'chikanam Yado may hava, kinyan devorim ba'almahu. What kind of kinyan is that? What did you make? You made a promise. Big deal. So kinyan dvarim, it's a real kinyan. The Gemara says, no, shekarnam miyadan beruchos. You made a kinyan in the area, in the ruchos, in the directions, right? Ravashi Omar, kigon, shahalach zeh besok shalo v'hichzik, v'zeh besok shalo v'hichzik. You went into your property, you made a chazaka, you did an act of chazaka, he did the same thing, therefore you're showing that you're interested in the chaluka, and then the chaluka will be enforceable. Okay, now, makam shenagu livnos. We said that whatever the minhag is, you have to follow the minhag. Okay, from here to the bottom of the page, you have to be a builder to understand this Gemara. Gvil, what's gvil? Gvil are avne de lo mishpaya, stones that are not smooth. Gozis, avne de mishpaya, those are stones that are smooth. Dechsev, like it says, kol eila avanim yikaros, kimidos gozis. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was a beautiful building, they built stones that were smooth. Kfisin, what are kfisin? Kfisin are Orche. What's Orche? Kvisin are Orche. That means half bricks. Levinin. What are Levinin? Livni. Full-size bricks. Amalei Rabba Breid the Rav Ravashi. Mimai the Gvil Avne Delo Bishpayin Inu. How do you know that that Gvil means stones that are not smooth? Bahai Tefach Yisera. And the extra Tefach. What extra Tefach? We said yesterday, each one of these is four things here. Smooth stones, unsmooth stones, half a brick, and full brick. Each one of them required a different number of tefachim, of thickness, that the wall had to be. Okay? Take my word for it, that's what we said yesterday. Each one had to be. And it turned out that this gvil was an extra, one tefach bigger than the gazas. So what we're assuming is, why was it one tefach bigger? Because that extra tefach, by tefach yisera, lemorshur de karnasa, was to finish off the edges. Why? Because the whole thing is not smooth. So you want to make a normal wall, you don't want edges. So make an extra tefach to fill up the space to make it a little smooth. Who told you that? Dilma, maybe Palga the Gazis who? Maybe it's half the size of a Gazis. The high tefach yisera, leveni urbahu. Like I said, in order to understand this Gemara, you have to be a builder. A builder from the times of Amorayim. Matzah, you know the stuff. So, what does that mean? High tefach yisera, and the extra tefach is leveni urbahu. It's for the space between the two sides into which the cement is going to be poured. Not sure what that means. The Gemara says, Kidam Rinan, like we say, Kfisin is Arche, Kfisin is a half a brick, Levinin, Livni. And Levinin is a full brick. V'hai Tefach Yisera, Leveni Urbe, and the extra Tefach mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not really mentioned in the Mishnah, it's mentioned in Rashi, is for the space between the two sides of the wall, Amalei, Ulataimech, and according to you, Kfisin Arche Minolan. How do we know that Kfisin are half a brick? The whole thing, Ela Gemara Gemirila, it's a tradition that we have. Gvil Nami Avned La Mishpaya Gemara Gemirila. Same story over here, it's a tradition. How do we know? We don't know. It's a tradition. Now we're going to say the exact same thing, Ikad Yamri, the other way around. Starting off with the Kfis. Ikad Yamri. Amr Le Ravacha Brid Ravavila Ravashi, Mimai the High Kfis and Archeninu. How do you know that Kfis are half size bricks? The High Tefach Yisera Leveni Urve, and the extra Tefach is for the space between the two sides of the wall to put into cement. Dilma, my kfisin, what are kfisin? Avdid lo mishpayin. Maybe they're stones that are not smooth. V'hai tefach yisera lemursha dekarnotha. And the extra tefach is to smooth around the edges. So the Gemara says, that can't be pshat. Kedam rinan gvil avdid lo mishpayin. Gvil is stones that are not smooth. Gazes avdid mishpayin. And gazes are stones that are smooth. V'hai tefach yisera lemursha dekarnotha. And the extra tefach is to round off the corners. Amalei, well, Tamech, but according to you, Gvil avdid lo mishpayin minolam. How do you know? Ella, Gemara Gemirila, it's a tradition. Hachanami, Gemara Gemirila. It is a tradition. Okay. For now till the, a little bit more of this hard building, and then we're going to get to some actually interesting stuff. Amar Abaya, Shmamina, we see from here, Kol Beni Urbe Tefach, that the space you put in between two areas of a wall to fill it up with cement is a tefach of space. Hani Mili Batina, that's only if you're going to use mud. Aval birichsa boitfe. But if you're going to use mud mixed in with pebbles and stones and like that such good stuff, then you need more than a tefach. Ikata Amri the exact opposite. Hani Mili Birichsa. When do you need a tefach? If you're using this like mud concoction. Aval Batina, but if you're using real mud, which is going to stick much better, lo boit kulahai. You don't even need that. Limemra, do you mean to tell me the gazis? The begazes, that when it comes to gazes are smooth stones. The chol dalid amos, gova, ihavi pusya chamsha, that if there are, we said yesterday, that a gazes wall is 5 tfachim thick. 5 tfachim thick will give you and how high does this wall have to be? 4 amos. Right? So the Gemara now assumes that is the good ratio that the wall won't fall down. If it's 5 tfachim thick, you can put it 4 amos tall and it'll stand. But the chol dalet amos, any time it's 4 amos tall, gova, 4 amos high, you have a pusya chamsha, if it's 5 tfachim thick koi, it'll stand. Ilo lo koi. And if it's not, it's not going to stand. Is that true? Aye. But in the Beis HaMikdash, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was such a thing called an amatraxin. An amatraxin was a big gigantic wall separating the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that wall was much higher than 4 amos. It was 30 amos tall. What? Oh, that's going to be the answer. Well, before we get to the answer, to get to the question. Where is it? I have amatraxin to have a goba tlosin amasa. It was 30 amos tall. Vo havi pusi elashis pushchi. It was only 6 tfachim wide. It was 6 tfachim thick, vikam, and it stood. How did it stand? So the Gemara says, very simple. That extra tefach was able to give it a height up to 30 amos. And don't worry about it, it didn't fall down. Okay? Now, we're going to refine this a little bit in a few minutes. Because we're going to say that the roof helped. but you had a roof, that gave it more support. So the Gemara says, "Mikdash Sheni, my time alone, and I'm attracting." How come in the second base Hamikdash there was no I'm attracting? In the second base Hamikdash there was what? There was a curtain. By the way, in the first base Hamikdash, I believe there was a curtain also. It just was in front of this wall. You had to go sneak through to get into the Kodesh Kedushim. But there was a curtain also. But in the second base Hamikdash there wasn't a wall; it was just a curtain. So the Gemara says, "Ki koi betlatsin koi," because you know why? 30 amos it'll stand. Tvei lo koi. More than 30 amos, it won't stand. And Rashi points out the second base of Hamikdash was taller than the first base of Hamikdash, so there's no way to make, and you can't make the wall wider because then you're taking away space from the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedushim. So you're stuck. So therefore, they said, you know what? We can't build a wall. We're only going to put a curtain. Umanala and the go tvei. How do you know the second base of Hamikdash was taller than the first? Who said that? How do you know? The chesim, it's a pasuk. It says it's a little bit of the pasuk in Chagai. Gadol yeye kavod habayis hazeh acham min harishon. The second base hamikdash, the second bayis, had more kavod than the first. What does that mean? It's a machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel, Barmi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chadar b'vinyan, one said in height, the Chadomar b'sharim. The other one said no, in years, it lasted longer. And you know what? They're both right. V'itzilah. It's both true. The second base hamikdash lasted 10 years longer than the first, and it was taller. Therefore, we couldn't build a wall. So the Gemara says, v'nevet tlosin amin b'binyan. So let's build a wall 30 amos tall. The idach nevet parochas, and the rest put a curtain. Why don't you build a wall at least 30 amos tall, zecher to the first base of mikdash, and then between there and the ceiling, put a curtain? The Gemara says impossible. Ki koy tlos in amasa. When did the wall gonna stand 30 amos? Nami agav tikru umaziva. Havikoy. It's because the ceiling and the mortar of the ceiling is helping to give support that the wall won't fall. Below Tikru Maziva, lo havikoy. Without that, it's not going to stand. V'levin ma'ad efshar b'binyan, v'levin idach b'paroches. So you know what? Build the wall as tall as you can. 4 amos, for sure you can build. Probably build more, because 4 amos lasts with 5 tvachim thick. This is 6 tvachim thick. You can build a little bit high, and then the rest, put a paroches. Amar Abai, you know what? Amar Abai, no. Give me, we have a tradition. Ibekulu bebinyan, ibekulu peroches. Either all with building with a wall, or the whole thing with a curtain. Like what? Ibekulu bebinyan bemikdash. Bemikdash. Either the whole thing is a wall, like it was in the Beit HaMikdash. Ibekulu beperoches, mimishkan. Or the whole thing could be a peroches, like we had in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there wasn't a wall. So to have half and half, there's no such animal like that. Has to be all or nothing. Since it can't be a wall, it has to be a curtain. We have no choice. Okay. Ibai lahu. Now we're going to, this question comes out of left field, but then we're going to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Ibai lahu. But the following question was asked. When we say all along, the size of this wall, is hain v'sidon or dilma hain below sidon? Is it with mortar or without mortar? Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, b'stapra, hain v'sidon. It must be with the mortar. Because if it's without it, listen to the shirainu. Why don't you tell me the shear then? If it's the stones without the mortar, then tell me the shear with the mortar. Obviously, the mortar is included. It must be included. Says Gemara, law, that's not a raya. Law, the name of hain below sidon. Really, it could be without the mortar. Why didn't I mention it? Because how much is that? How much is that? It's a tefach. It's not even a tefach. It's nothing. It's a small amount. It's a small amount we don't mention. For Kriban, the Lohavi Tefach Lotani. Since it doesn't even, it's not a Tefach of mortar. Since it's not even a Tefach of mortar, we didn't bother mentioning it. Aye, Bokhtani, the Levinin, but we said by the Levinin bricks, Zenos and Tefach Umechsa. For Zenos and Tefach Umechsa. Here we do mention half a Tefach. So the Gemara says, yeah, Hashem, Chasil, the roof, because they're going to combine to make a 3 tefachim area, a wall. So of course we mention it. Tashma, another try. Hakorah she'amru, the korah, back to Mesechta's Erevin. We had a din of a korah. A korah is a beam going across a chatzar to make it into a shetzer yachid. So we said the beam has to be 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim? Yeah. What if it's a circular beam? Right? So it had to be such a beam that if it would be not circular, how much would it hold? So we said, rechava has to be thick enough, kedi lekabel ariach. To hold a brick. If it's thick enough to hold a brick, then it's going to be a good enough korah, a substantial enough korah. V'ha'ariyach, what kind of brick? Chatzi levena, shal gimel tvachim. Half-sized brick, it's half of a full-size brick made of three tefachim. What do you see? It's a half a tefach shear. So the Gemara says again, Hasam there, Biravrava. We're talking about large bricks. And there's three tefachim without the plaster. The Ikanami, I'll bring a writer, that's true. Diktoni shal shosha tefachim, Michlal, Ikka Zutra, Shmamina. So you see that the smaller ones, that's a good riot. Don't bring me a riot from there. What the bottom line is, it could be even out the mortar, and the reason why the shear is not mentioned is because it's so tiny. Okay. Now that we discussed this, now we're going to go off on a tangent. This is going to hit home to every one of us, in the shul anyway. And since we spoke about the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about the halachas of shuls, and building funds of shuls. Amar Rav Chista. Low list, listen to this, Mati. Low list or inish bay knishta. Don't destroy the existing shul. Ad the boni bay knishta achrisi. Until the new shul is already built. Don't take, this is a halakha quote in Shulchan Aruch. What? Don't build, don't take the new shul down until the new, don't take the old shul down until the new shul is built. Why not? To machlokas. Ikad the armri, some say, mishum pshiyusa. Because the pshiyah will happen and will never get built. Take the building down, it's never going to get built. Others say because you don't have a place to daven in the meantime. You're going to daven. My benayu, what's the difference? There's another shul. You have another place to daven. Then that issue's off the table. The only question will be now: is the pshia will happen? It'll never get built. You hear? Maremar umarzutra, Maremar and marzutra, sasri ubani. Sasri Ubani, they destroyed and built Bekaita, the summer shul Be Sitva in the winter. Ubani Be Sitva, and they built the winter shul Bekaita in the summer. Amalir Vinla Ravashi. Listen to this. Gavu Zuze Umachase Mai. What if you already collected the money? I already collected the money. Now can I take the shul down before the new shul is built? The money's in the bank. Already collected all the building funds, right? We're just waiting for the permit. Can't do it now? Amalei, no. You know why? Dilma misramile pidyon shvuyim. Maybe there'll be a need for pidyon shvuyim. For yahavi lahu. And you'll give the money. But why pidyon shvuyim more than any other mitzvah? Right? Maybe because... It's stam tzedakah. You can't take building fund money to put tzedakah. But you can take it for pidyon shvuyim? Why? What? You sell sefer Torah for pidyon shvuyim. Only pidyon shvuyim would allow us to use the money for a different purpose. Otherwise, you can't use the money for any other purpose. What? It's also the fashas. Right. Okay. I'm sorry. What?
Not many more cases.
Right. Okay. Now, what about this one? What about shrigi? What about this? Shrigi livne v'hadre v'hudre u'machase b'shuk kishure. What about the bricks are stacked up, and the rafters are planned, the beams are all there. Now what? Now can I take the building down? All the new materials are there, right? Sitting in the lot. Now can I take it down? Amalei, same thing, you can't. Zimnan de misrami lupidyon shvuyim, mizavne v'yahavilahu. Maybe you'll have to sell all that to pay for pidyon shvuyim. You hear this? Even if it's built also. We'll sell the shul today for the shul. Amalei, no. Dirase de inchi lo mizavni. Now, once it's built, people don't sell. You don't sell existing buildings just to pay for the shul. What do? You raise the money. You raise the money. You don't sell existing. Okay, I'll sell my house. The people don't do that. There might not be a chiyuv such a thing to do that. The chiyuv is to raise money. You have to go sell your house and sell all your clothing. You don't have to go that far. So I have a shul about it. I have to sell the shul to pay for Bidin Shavuim. I don't have to do that. All this is only true if you didn't see any tiyuha, means like cracks or decay in the building. But if you do see cracks or decay in the building, maybe it's already a sakana, the daven there, then sasri ubani. Then you can destroy it and you'll rebuild it. What?
Yeah.
We have a way out. We have a way out already. Listen to this. I'll see anyone has the guts to do this. He saw these cracks. The building was starting to collapse, right? So Sasre, they took it down. The Ayil Lepurye Lahasim, he moved his bed into the shul. Velo Afke, he wouldn't leave Adamaskile Shvichi until they rebuilt it. The Tos has a whole shayla, how could you not allowed to sleep in a shul, the whole thing. But that the point was, he was showing how, right, that's called dedication to the building fund, to building committee, right? I'll sleep in that building until it's built, right? Okay. Now, I want to apologize. The next Gemara, all my books are stacked up. I can't get to my books. The next Gemara is great stuff. It's about Herod, King Hordus. It wasn't a king, Hordus. And now that we said all this, the Gemara asks a fascinating question. Ubaba ben Buta, hechi asbe le etzel lehordus lemistere lebeis hamikdash. How could he ever give advice to Hordus to take down the Beis HaMikdash? Now, Hordus never took down the Beis HaMikdash. What he did was, he remodeled the Beis HaMikdash. It's actually a dispute, the archaeologists even, what exactly he did. There's no question that what he did was as follows. Till Hordus came along, Har HaBayis is exactly that. It's a har.
One second.
Har HaBayis is a har. In order to get to the Beis HaMikdash, which was on top of the har, you had to climb up the mountain. Right? What Herod did was, he filled up the mountain and made a huge platform. Today, the Har HaBayis of today is that platform.
The Kotel,
the western wall, is the bearing wall of that platform. The southern wall is extant. The eastern wall is also still extant. That's where the Golden Gates are. That's on the other side of the Kidron Valley, where you can see the Golden Gates, which are closed. Right? The northern wall was where the Antonia Fortress is. I was never there. That's in the Muslim Quarter. I was never there. I don't know what's there today. Is some of the northern wall existing? Maybe. But there was an Antonia Fortress there, which, if you ever see the model of the Beis HaMikdash in the Holy Land Hotel, that fortress is oversized. It wasn't that large. Way too big, that. Actually, in the last issue of Biblical Archaeology Review, they're revisiting that issue now. They have a whole issue of, the whole article is dedicated to the Antonia Fortress, and maybe it was really bigger than, this is one of my pet things, and maybe it was bigger than we first thought. That hotel, that model was old news that it was a mistake. Now they're revisiting it because they found some evidence maybe it was bigger than they thought. Anyway, all three of the four walls are still there. We identify with the Kotel, because first of all, it's the closest wall to the Kodesh Kedoshim. And second of all, the other two walls, the southern and the eastern, were not around for the whole period of the Gullus. They were all covered up. Only after 1967 did it get revealed. As a matter of fact, those Chulda gates, the southern wall gates, those were open. Those were open. I have an uncle who climbed through it. And at a certain point, they told him he can't go anymore. It was open those days. Now it's closed. When they first found it, it's amazing. Fine. Can you imagine that? They dug and they were open. Those gates were open to up to the Har HaBayis. Amazing. Anyway, that's what he did. He platformed out the whole Har HaBayis. He made it into a plaza. He made it into a platform. That's one thing he did. Now, I don't know if he actually rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash itself, the actual building, or did he just refurbish it? Did he just spruce it up? That I don't know. The question here is, how could he tell? It must be some combination of, maybe there was some kind of refurbishing done, because the Gemara is asking, how could, by the way, when he built that platform, you know what he filled it up with? Most of it was filled up with arches. With big arches underneath, underground, to keep the platform from falling. You know what those arches are called? Huh? No, they're not called Herodian arches. You ever see on a map of the old city, you look at a map, and it'll say Solomon's Stables. You say, what on earth are Solomon's Stables of the arches? Why are they called Solomon's Stables? Like you look at the map, yes, and you'll see Solomon's Stables. What are these Solomon's Stables? Where are they? They're underneath the Kotel Plaza. They're underneath the Har HaBayis Plaza. Not the Bayis, Plaza. They're underneath the Har HaBayis. You can't see them, really. Yeah. Maybe they have these tours. Maybe in the tunnel tours now you can see some of it. That's what they're called. You ever see these maps? They'll say Solomon's Stables. Like, where is that? What is that? That's what it is. Okay. Now, so it must be on some level, he did some kind of refurbishing, and the Beis HaMikdash maybe was partially taken down, or you know, maybe it was done in stages. I'm not exactly sure. How could he tell him to do that? You're not allowed to build a shul until another shul is built. Right? Beis HaMikdash is not a shul, by the way. Beis HaMikdash is not a shul. What? Right, it's a very strange question. How could he tell him to do that? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take the shul down until another shul's built. Like I said, the Beit Hamikdash. First of all, the Beit Hamikdash is not a shul. Second of all, they took it down. What, there was, for 6 months there's no karbanos? Remodeling. Is that what happened?
Close for renovation.
Close, sent out a letter. There's no regalim this year. I would be hard to believe that. Like I said, it was probably done in some kind of stages.
They had renovations for
basic. Yeah, they had, right, but it stopped working. So it's a funny question, right? I mean, if I can't imagine the Gemara would ask if a shul had to be, well, one part of the shul, the tree fell.
They rented the number six school.
Yeah, they rented the number six school. No, if a part of a shul fell, the tree fell on a shul, and there's no, the north section's gone for a few weeks. That doesn't mean the shul's destroyed. You have to figure out what this means exactly. Anyway. Yeah, right. So, you can't take down the old shul until the new shul is built. So, well, the crack, the basically was in repair. It was in desperate need of repair. Or Malchus Hashanah. The king is different. You know why? The low Ahadrabe. He's not going back. When they say something, you can take it to the bank. Damar Shmuel, Yom Malchus Akarture, if he says I'm going to uproot that mountain, Akarture, he will uproot the mountain, Velo Hadarbe, and he will not retract. So when the king says it, you can take it to the bank. Now, he wasn't a king. He was a very strange kind of person. He was a very interesting person. Who was he? Hordas Avda de Beis Chashmonoyim. He was a slave. He was a slave of the house of the Chashmonoyim. Nasan Einav Ba'osa Tinokas. He had his eye on a certain Chashmonoy girl that he had his eye on. Yom Echad, one day, Shamahu Gavra Baskol. Why would Herod be zochet to a Baskol? I don't know. But Herod heard a Baskol that said, the Amar said, Kol Avda Demarid Hashta Matzliach. Whoever will rebel now will be Matzliach. Come, what did he do? Come, Katli Lekulhu. He killed everybody. He killed all the Chashmonoyim. Whoever was alive now. Herod died. He died in the year 4. 4 before the Common Era. That's when he died. And the building campaign started like in 30. So, Hanukkah happened in 165. So from 165 till 30, the Eretz Yisrael was ruled by the Chashmonaim. At some point the Romans came. It was whatever kind of relationship it was. So he's at the end of the Chashmonaim, kills them all. Kills them all except for this one girl. One second. He killed everybody, all the masters. He let that one girl live. When the girl saw that Herod left her alive because he wanted to marry her, Silka Igwa, she went up to the roof. Ramakala Amra, she raised her voice and she said, "Kol man da asi v'amar b'beis Chashmonoi kasina." Whoever says in the future, "I am a descendant of the Chashmonoim," Avdahu, they're really a slave. Why? Cause. Why are they a slave? Because there are no Chashmonoim. So what else is this person? So, no more Chashmonoim. Right? The lowest Taira minayu elahu yinukta, because I'm the only one left. Vahi yinukta nafla me'igra la'ara. And she fell, she jumped off the roof, and she died. And this is, the Ramban said, this was a punishment for the Chashmonoim taking over the Malchus. They're not from Beis Yehuda. They had no right to do that, and they're all gone. Right? Chanukah is the high point of their we serve a yantif for them. Right? It's a big yantif, but on some level they did something wrong, and there's no such animal today that's from the house of Chashmonaim. We'll just do two more lines. Tamna, this is very strange. Tamna Shiva Shnin Bedufsha. Herod took her body and he preserved it in honey for 7 years. Ikat Amri Ba'aleha. Some said he had relations with her, she wasn't alive. The Ikada Amri Lo Ba'aleha, he did not. Damile Ba'aleha, those that say he did, ha de tmana litsuve litsere. He did that to get his Yetzer Hara appeased. He's such a taiva, and he had no choice. He had a choice, but he did it anyway. Others say, no, he didn't do that. The reason he left her around was that people should say that I'm the daughter, that he married a king's daughter. Chashmonaim were the kings. I married a king's daughter, therefore it's right that I'm a king. Now we're going to continue with a very fascinating story of basically the madness of Herod, how many people in Rabbanim and Gedolim he killed. And we'll stop over here. should stop on a good note, actually. We should stop on a good note. The good note is, you go to the Yerushalayim today and you see someone said, there's a statement, if you never saw a building that Herod built, you never saw a beautiful building in your life. It's a good note to end on. Well, on that note, and we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Mark says that.
Yeah, Mark says that.